You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
We've just come off the back of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and if you were in any of the malls over the last couple of days, you would have seen an increase in foot traffic. We've seen some of the mall operators also reporting increases in foot traffic ahead of the festive period. So we thought we'd take a look at the state of malls and what it is that continues to drive them in today's world. I'm joined on the line by the asset manager and general manager at Sandton City, Dimitri Kokinos, to take a look at not only Sandton City's role in the mall space, but also what we can make sense of with regards to the retail environment in general. Dimitri, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with how you're finding operating a mall in today's day and age. I mean, 5 years after the COVID-19 pandemic, surely things aren't the way they used to be. How are things today versus how things have been in the past?
So I think malls in prior times used to be very transactional orientated. And today, how we've positioned our portfolio, so within the greater property business in the insurance and asset management business of Standard Bank Group, is more towards a shift from transactional towards intentional. And that being, we have to create experiences to bring people to the mall. So what I'm trying to, I guess, illustrate is we have to have the best shop giving the best experience in order for the customer to come to our mall and to feel that they are spending and parting with their cash and making them feel good about it. And so what we've been able to do is we've been able to work with those retailers, and we've been able to say to them, how do you put your best business forward? How do you put your best product range forward? And how do you create an experience that lasts? And so it has actually been very successful. We've traveled this journey in the last 3 years with the retailers. And really, we're trying to move towards a lifestyle destination. So combining a little bit of retail, a little bit of leisure, wellness, art, culture, etc.
Dimitri, what kind of influenced this from a consumer perspective? I can imagine a lot of what malls do is respond to consumer demands and what consumers might want. And a part of it is also anticipating what they might not know that they want. What have you been seeing on the consumer side of things in terms of trends that has kind of allowed you to reshape how you see your environment?
So we use data, actually, and the data speaks a lot. So we've been able to see, so, you know, we look through categories and we say, okay, at this point in time, the customer is looking for at leisure, or this point in time, the customer is looking for beauty. And I'm just using those as categories, but what I'm trying to illustrate as an example. And so we've been able to see that, and we've been able to understand that actually what the customer is looking for, well, he's actually looking for, at this point in time, more athleisure. He's actually looking for more beauty. And he's actually, and I say he, but it could be he or she or the children, I'm looking for more leisure. And those are the, that is where we are trying to, at this point in time, to direct the traffic. And that's where you're seeing the growth. So what we've been able to do, and I think there was a press release last week, but really what we've been doing is taking back space from tenants that are maybe underperforming. So maybe are oversized, and making them the right sizes, and then in that also being able to take this space back and put in new tenants. So we've been able to do that, and at this point in time, in the last 2 years, we've actually put in about 50 new tenants into Sandton City.
Dimitri, let's take a look at outside the mall. And when I say outside, I mean the community around the mall. Malls, in most cases, play quite a critical role in being able to facilitate services to communities, but in also being able to kind of give an indication of the strength of that community from an economic perspective through everything from creating jobs to how much discretionary spend goes through a mall and all of those other factors. Can you perhaps just give us your thoughts around what the role then becomes of malls in today's day and age? I mean, South Africa has quite a few of them, and obviously that role needs to be fit for what they're designed for.
I agree with you. So our malls, as we see them, are significant economic engines, and it's, you know, within our portfolio, and they support thousands of direct and indirect jobs. That's what they do. So they create opportunities for the local entrepreneurs. It stimulates economic activity, and hopefully it stimulates economic activity in the surrounding precincts. And so that's what's happened. And I use Sandton, but, you know, that is where the blossoming offices are happening. And And beyond that economic contribution, you know, our malls also play a very important social role. So it's a secure environment, it's accessible, communities can gather, families can come here, and it also gives a cultural experience. So those are sort of the things I think that malls do indirectly. And I think if you have to really look at where we are now, so in a period where there's a bit of consumer confidence, which was under pressure and starting to get a little bit better, it really provides stability and consistency and helps uplift communities.
Dimitri, before I let you go, you touched on the fact that malls have the ability to kind of curate experiences and almost create a new journey for consumers to be able to go down. Do you think this is the way that we're going to be seeing malls, or we should be seeing consumers shopping kind of transition into going into the future? Do you think we should be including more than just the transactional elements of visiting a mall?
Absolutely. So I think what you're going to see, and I think where we've been able to identify at Sandton and what we're trying to do, is really to make it the multi-use and multi-designed. And that must be to integrate retail, that must be integrate dining, workspaces, wellness, entertainment, etc. It's also about creating curated experiences. And so through that, you know, if you walk through our mall, you'll see an art piece as an example. But at this point in time, and I think really quite relevant, is, you know, at Sandton right now, we are doing the Christmas activation, and it's been called City of Enchantment. At Nelson Mandela Square, we're going to do Celebrations of Square, and at Eastgate, we're going to do Candy Cane Lane. So each of these are curated experiences to be able to bring the customer to the specific mall, to spend time in the mall, to linger, and hopefully in doing that, to spend some money.
The evolution of the shopping experience, and by extension, the evolution of malls, certainly something to keep an eye out for, especially as we head into the new year and this festive period. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the asset manager and general manager at Sandton City, Dimitri Kokinos, for joining us to take a look at what it is that they're doing to enhance the consumer experience. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best Forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise. And you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.